Fantastic. Thanks, Meredith. let's go to John from Mill Park. Kick us off, Johnny, and we'll replay what Lisa Alexander had to say in a moment. G'day, John.
Good morning, Tim and Gary. Look, fantastic topic that you guys have raised and the question, but if you look at some of the most famous football coaches in the world, and I'll go to two that you probably never heard of in your life, and that's Arrigo Sacchi and Fabio Capello of Italy in the late 80s, early 90s, the ability they had was to control a dressing room and the big heads in the dressing room. And I think that could very well be a problem. Not that the females or a female would not understand tactics and high performance and that, but it's controlling the dressing room. And that's the one thing that Damien Hardwick did in 2016. He didn't change the personnel that much. He started to understand the players and understand what they needed and how to control them.
He did that in a way, though, that a lot of people, without being sexist, would say women are intuitively better at, and that is by tapping into emotion, by tapping and admitting to vulnerability, and then making sure there was an environment in that locker room where people felt absolutely comfortable enough to expose some of the most their deepest and vulnerabilities. So I don't know about that, Johnny. I think that might even support the notion of a Lisa Alexander type.
Yeah, John, thanks for your call, John. Gary, are you of the same view as me that you would need to? I can't see anybody, having said that I believe that there'll be a woman coach one day, right? I can't see anyone just stepping from outside, even though she's highly credentialed as a national coach. I can't see anyone just stepping from outside the game into the game and being given a head coaching position at an AFL club.
No chance in the world right now. No chance in the world right now as it sits, Wisp.
No, you'd have to do the hard yards, I think, right, at a lower level of coaching in terms of even an assistant coach. You'd have to be in the system. There's no one.
That's because our coaching setup and structure at the moment is so acutely aligned to the actual playing of the game, which I know sounds stupid, but that right now, so the senior coach is hands-on football.
Mm.
It would have to evolve to where the senior coach becomes hands-on manager.
Right. And you're a strong advocate for that.
I am. I think that's where it's going to go. That's why, you know, in 5 years ago, I would be like 98% of what, you know, the messages that are coming through, that this will never happen. But I've got a more open mind to it. Now, do I think Lisa Alexander, if she... I don't even think anyone would interview her for a senior coach, but they would interview her to tap into her knowledge and to see whether or not she could become part of the whole coaching setup. But as an out-and-out senior coach right now, I can't see it. But it's a stimulating thought, Wispy. It's got people look at the message.
There's a lot of feedback coming through. Well, not that long ago, we spoke to our wine man George Samios, who told us about the time that he was in the change rooms, yes, necking Pinot, some of the finest Pinot, with Sir Alex Ferguson about an hour before the game, and he said to Sir Alex, "You're going to go up there and I'll wander up there at some stage." So he was just managing the situation as strong and as authoritative as he was. Do you know, there's another thing about all this is, and there are a lot of young men that are growing up in single families now, like single parent families.
Yep.
And a lot of them, the most dominant person in their lives up until, you know, 18 years of age is a female. Therefore, they've been used to having that female figure in their lives and the communication between male and female in their lives. And that female often being the most authority figure in their life as well. So I would think for a lot of young men, it's not such a huge shift.
And now we've got a message. We've got that many messages coming through. I won't name this person because he doesn't want to name it out. But rest assured, this is one of the more highly credentialed administrators in Australian sport, saying female coach, yes. No experience as AFL coach? No. An AFL coach couldn't coach the national netball team. She could work in high performance in an AFL or any sport. Coaching's the most specialised aspect in sport. So that's the perspective of a high-ranking sports administrator in this country. Andrew's in Nidri. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, fellas. I'm totally for the idea. Not the idea, the actual plan. Put the plan in place and it'll happen. There's four key ingredients to be a great leader, and it's leadership fitness, organisation fitness, communication fitness, and strategic fitness. I've worked a long time, and the best managers and the best leaders I've ever worked under have been females. So I cannot under any circumstances take the view that females cannot coach a side, an AFL side, a VFL side, any football side, as long as they've got the core skills,
yep,
and as long as they go through the system.
Andrew, can I ask? Andrew, can I just ask you this question? Why did you believe that women were the best leaders that you experienced in your time in the workforce?
They listen. They're very strategically minded in sense of how they hold themselves in a workplace. They're not. Most of them are not full of bravado. They actually do the job really well. And they've got the structures in place. They're very structured people, you know, and they think differently than, well, we all know they think differently than males. I've lived with a female or been married to a female for over 30 years, and I can tell you, it's like Mars and Jupiter here. But in the sense of that, they are very good leaders. That, you know, like they care.
Mm.
They look at performance. They have emotional intelligence. They're great communicators. They make great decisions on a whole. Look, I tick
yep,
everything.
As long as they
go through the proper systems in place, and it'd be like anybody else. Yeah.
Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate your feedback on that. This is a topic that is always going to generate plenty of debate. So. And this person, over to Triple M for half an hour, I'll be back. A ridiculous subject. Well, you probably said the same thing when we said there'd be a woman president at the head of the most successful club in the competition 10 years ago. You probably thought, I'm going to leave when we suggested there'd be a woman calling AFL footy. Probably a little left when we said there's going to be a really strong AFLW competition that's going to be broadcast on free-to-air. You probably thought a woman's special comments at AFL footy, that I'm off to Triple M, I'll come back. I think you've got to have a more open mind. I'm not telling you what you need to listen to or believe.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone makes up their own mind. But I think in the past, we've been pretty closed off to things such as this, and history would show that it evolves. We'll come back. We've got to get a break. We'll promise to get through as many calls as we can. We love your messages. Send them through. Be respectful. There's a couple that aren't. We won't read them out. But just debate. Let's debate the topic. It's an interesting chat. We'll be back with more after this.
I was born bold. The new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance any way you swing it.
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson on SEN.
Well, we're discussing the merits of Lisa Alexander putting her hand up for a coaching job at AFL level yesterday with Jared Waitley, and it prompts and generates so much debate. Whether the time, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it will happen now. But all I'm saying is we need to be open to the possibility. Not need to be. I'm open to the possibility that this will happen or can happen down the path, and it's because of the way the game is being managed. And I'm not sure whether an AFL coach in the future is going to need to be the super technical, understand the absolute ins and outs of the game, as opposed to that person who can control and manage the whole organisation
from
a coaching point of view.
But in saying that, you're saying that a woman couldn't do those things.
Big pardon?
In saying what you did then, you're saying that a woman couldn't understand all the technical parts of the game. They could. There's no reason why a woman wouldn't have that same knowledge as a man.
Yeah, no, 100%. But I don't think that's going to happen in the short term, Wisp. I'm saying the likelihood of the entry into senior coaching, in my opinion, is not going to be on the back of her technical acumen, because for whatever reason, I don't think they'll get that opportunity. I'm just being honest. But I can see it from a management point of view. And that is where I think senior coaching is going anyway. So I am very open to it. Let's just have a listen to what she had to say again.
I've already stated this. I'm going to put the cat amongst the pigeons. If a position comes up, I am going to apply for it.
So a senior
in the
coaching
AFL,
job?
Yes. There are many more similarities than what people think. My experience in high performance puts me in great stead for looking and coming into a program and assessing its strengths and weaknesses and what needs to be done and the priorities that need to be worked on.
So Anne had sent a message in saying Lisa didn't say she was looking for a senior coaching position. She said a coaching position. Well, no, Anne. Jared went over and asked her. He said, is this a senior coaching position? And she did say yes. So I admire her for putting it out there. Brad's in Myrtle. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, g'day, Gary and Wish. Pleasure to be with you.
On you, Bradley.
Good on you.
What do you got for us this morning?
So, I think what you'll have to find is the clubs will look to people like Brendan Bolton, McCarthy and Ian Craig, all blokes who never played senior AFL and were unsuccessful as coaches in that they didn't win premierships. I think that is the ceiling that will have to be broken first before a woman who has never played football gets a senior gig. I think there is still the requirement to actually know the game and actually have played the game at the highest level before you will get sort of that senior type coaching job. You sort of follow what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, we might get the answer to that this year, Brad. Chris Fagan might take his side all the way through and win a premiership.
Well, that's the ultimate. Yeah, that's the counter to that argument. But I think you have a look at the really really good coaches. It's through history. They've all played the game. And me as a Richmond supporter, I was rapt when Damien Hardwick was appointed as the coach of Richmond, in that he was a hard-nosed halfback flanker type thing. Alistair Clarkson, a classic example, hard-nosed fringe type player. Ken Hinckley was a pretty good player, not your absolute superstar. I think the only examples of absolute superstars that actually were good coaches was like a Lee Matthews, but that's sort of moving away from the argument at the moment. But I think we're a long way off before a woman actually gets a senior job, unfortunately.
Fair enough. No, yeah. As we said all along, everyone's got an opinion and we respect it. That's good to chat about it. Dave's in Mernda. G'day, Dave.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I reckon caller of the year, that Brad Hill bloke, wasn't bad earlier. But I just wanted to put it out there. Used to be an assistant coach who's now a senior coach at St Kilda women's team. And she was fine. There wasn't, if you ask any other players, I think you missed your opportunity asking sort of maybe Brad what the option were there. Like, the guys there thought she was great. She's out with the public. Now she's actually got a new generation of followers of women and men. Like, we're members of the St Kilda women's side. And it's because of her hard work initially, what she did in the men's side. And I'd have no problems. I mean, you know, if Brett Ratton isn't successful and she is in the women's team, why not bring her over to guide the men forward?
Yes.
Is he talking about Peter Searle?
Yeah, talking about Peter Searle, yeah. About Peter Searle. Thanks for your call, Dave. This came through too, Gary, on the temper text. You coached the highest level of AFL, Gary, when you took the national team over to Ireland. At the height of your coaching prowess, would you have been able to coach the Australian netball team? That's from Dan in Sydney.
No, not at all, Dan. Not at all. I wouldn't have been able to go and coach an AFL team. That was just a 4 to 6 week taste, got a little tiny taste of what it was like being a coach, but no, I wouldn't have been able to do that. But could Alistair Clarkson go and head up the Australian netball team?
Well, does he know the game though?
But this is my point. This is my point where I think coaching's going to. If he puts his mind to it and gets an understanding of the game and surrounds himself with the best netball coaches, the best, you know, the who aren't, you know, senior coaches but great tacticians, and then yes, he can, Tim.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No, I disagree with you on that because
that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. But I just want to make the point that the reason I disagree on that point is that you need to know the sport. You need to actually know the ABCs of the sport to get the respect. You can just have the management side of it, but at some point, if that's all you've got and that's important, you're going to get yourself tripped up at some stage because the players will ultimately look to you as the person that has that knowledge.
But Tim, my counter to that is there is a host of players, of coaches who know the game better than you and I and 1,000 others ever will. They know it backwards, inside out. They could tell you. But when it comes to managing and coaching the team, hopeless.
Yes, but you need both to be a great coach.
Do you?
Al Clarkson is a great coach, right? Does he know? He motivates his group, okay? Kevin Sheedy was a great coach. He motivated the group, but he knew the game. I'm saying you need both.
Yeah, they're the
you
greatest
still need
of
to
coaches,
have both. Yeah, but this is what we're talking about. For somebody to be And you're going to have to be if you, because there'll be bias against you as a female stepping into AFL football. Well, that, no, you're going to have that. You're going to have to be great in that area too.
I understand that. I understand from a female point of view. Hey, I'd love to talk more, but I've got to get a break. Keller here for Callaway Golf. The new Big Bertha from Callaway Golf. A reminder about a caller of the year. Brand new Toyota Kaluga GX 2-wheel drive. 2 out of certified pre-owned vehicles. Certainly is a great feeling.